ఆలయం కరుణాలయం నమామి భగవత్పాదం శంకరం లోక శంకరం శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం రుద్రభాష్యకృతో వందే భగవంతో పునః పునః సరస్వతి నమస్తుభ్యం వరదే కామరూపిణి విద్యారంభం కరిష్యామి సిద్ధే భవతు మే సదా. మహర్షిణాం భృగృహం విరామస్మైకమక్షరం యజ్ఞానాం జపయజ్ఞోస్మి అపరాణాం హిమాలయః. So there are different type of yajñas. The word yajña means devata uddeshena dravya tyaga. When you do a ritual, fire ritual, you utter name of a deity at the Chaturthi Sampradanam, Indraya, unto the Indraya. This oblation I am offering in the fire, so fire can reach or send it to Indra. Devata uddeshena dravya tyagaha. So two things are happening. There is something which belongs to me. It should be earned by you. It should first thing, whatever you offer as a gift or a donation, you should be sole author of it. So definitely legally belongs to you. Then I switch my ownership. Now it's no more mine. Na mama. It belongs to the deity. Again, it's very strict. Once you offer, you can never take it back. Neither can claim your any ownership. It's called big papa if you take it back. Dattam dattam eva. So this is called yajna. So here in a fire ritual is very clear. I am taking oblation within the fire, chanting appropriate mantra, not in the smoke but into the flame. And there are so many other things, how many istikas, istika with how many bricks you should use. Sometimes 360 for certain homas are there. What form is to be triangle or this thing, they all said. What type of wood you should use, palasha or something. All the way very details are there. Who should do? Arthi, samartha, vidvana, shastrena, apuryudastha. These four things are required. You should be vidwan, all the mantra you should know by heart. And he is qualified, he is a Shikha Sutradhari. He has got a lock and thread also. Sodasam samskara sampannaha. And lot of charity can give. That's all. It should not hurt you. Give you so much. And desire of something. They call yajna. So in Vedic time, yajna is a part of life. When minimum yajna called Agnihotra, they will be done by that. And And there is another Prajapati Agni is there, Garhapati Agni is there, all the different Agnis are there in the home. Not one fire, they are mentioned also. So, Yajna, Bhagavan says, is Arjuna knows, Bhagavan knows, is not easy. When Pandava want to do Rajasuya Yajna, they will get help of Krishna only. Big discussion even in the Bhagavatam, how to go around doing this Rajasuya Yajna. Yudhishthira want to do it, and with the help of Krishna, they performed it very well. So Ramachandra also did Ashwamedha Rajasuya Yajna. So Yajna means immediately comes to my mind something to offer and something difficult also. Now, Bhagavan says all Yajna, Japa Yajna, Tapo Yajna, all different Yajnas are there, rituals are there. My Vibhuti, which is in all Yajna that it stands out, in any ritual, the thing is what? Japam. They always chant something. And there is the vidhi. There is the injection that you have to do this much japa. Like I am doing Bhagavatam, so going to do Bhagavatam here. In India, suppose I am doing, there will be five pandita sitting all throughout Bhagavatam and chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. All the way they have to chant. And there is another person who will chant whole Bhagavatam Mulam. 18,000 verses he has to read through. There also sometimes they put five. So main thing is, I am talking the meaning of Bhagavatam, but there is more yajna what? Japa yajna. We are offering so much oblation to Lord Shiva, Abhishekha. Main thing is what? Chanting. So in Vedic time, Pathakas, and we got one Gujarati, one name also, surname, Japi. Have you heard anybody Gujarati? We got Japi. Japi is what? One was Japa, Pathaka. So their job is only to recite. During the Yajna, this is very important. Now Bhagavan says, in Yajna you take oblation, offer chanting something. But I am making it easy for you and give the same result. It's called Yajna Naam Japa Yajna Aham Asmi. I am that in the form of Japa. Now the Jaha means Janma and Mrityuho Pati Rakshati. It releases you from both. They call Japa. In Japa, you Nama Japa specially, it can be done at any place. Inside the home, outside home, when you are driving the car, Nama Japa you can do always. Japa has no restriction of this place only you can do. Second thing, any time of the day, any occasion you can do. And third is very important, anybody can do. This certain japas, you have to qualify to do japa. Adhikrityasya adhikaraha. Unless you have got this yajnopavitam, you are not supposed to chant Gayatri. Even Brahmana also has to take shower, has to purify himself, agamarshan, etc., and sit on asanam, and then only can chant Gayatri. And this is Gayatri, one thing all Brahmana should know, Gayatri mantra can be chanted any time of the day and night. Only Vandana, that all this we do, Sandhya Vandana is morning, afternoon, evening. Japam, there is no Nisheda. And Japam is Vaidikam. And Sandhya Vandanam is Pauranikam Smartam. So this, when you do Japa, Any time Nama Japa can be done, any place can be done, and the important thing, anybody can do. Chandala api they say. They call anybody. Even by mistake he makes a name, till the result will be given to him. So much generosity on the part of the scripture, just to help you and me. Therefore, in India, we start the life of any person initiating them to Nama Japa, correct? Ram Ram Bolo, Krishna Krishna Bolo, Hari Hari Bolo. And Chalte, Phirte, Kumte, Khate, Pite, Girte, Uthte, Sab Jagah. Walking, talking, eating, even if you fall down, it's a Hari Hari. Even the milk spills, was about Hai Hai Nahi, Hari Hari. Every time they put Hari Bhagwan. All our people will teach us how the Nama is so important. My mother, whenever she sneezes, she will say Hari Om. I said, why do you say Hari? Why do you sneeze and why do you say Bhagwan? He said, Nishwase Nahi Vishwasaha. When the breath goes out, you don't know, it comes back as a surprise. Every time you breathe, surprise is what? You again breathe. One day will be what? Last. Oh. Therefore, which is last breath, do you know? No. Therefore, you sneeze and the prana left. Therefore, better repeat the name, Nama. Desha Kala, and anybody can do any place. Beautiful. Therefore, and does the same job. Agar Papam Nasheti. Another thing you have to be very important here, Japa, is we do not see what is Papam. It has no name, it has no form, no color, no taste. Papam, sin, whatever you call, you don't see. It is not available for sense perception. Even witness consciousness cannot see the papa. Sakshi bhashya nahi hai, abhas bhashya nahi hai, only shatraika pravana. So the scripture which says if you drink alcohol it will create papa. Same scripture says if you do Ramanama it will remove the papa. Now my hand is seen by you. By what pramana? Perception. My hand is not there, who will tell? Your eyes will say. So papa siddhi and papa nivritti, both pramana is shatra. And they say one name of Lord also has got so much inherent power, shakti. It can remove all my papa. Therefore, japam, Arjuna, you better do japa. That is my bhuputi. All people can do japa. Yajnas everybody cannot do. Brahmana you require, so much money you require, so much fasting you require, so much offering you require, so many days you receive tightly, 7 days, 10 days. But here japa is what? Very easy, at all time, all place, and easily you can say name of Lord. And there also, you take Ganesha Nama or Shakti Nama or Vishnu Nama, there's no any name you can say. One name which comes in the whole Veda is Shiva. It's considered the most auspicious name, Shiva. That once chanting Shiva, 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 that will purify. Another Nama, Purana Nama comes, the Harihi. Hari and Hara both come from the same root, Huru, to rob away. Therefore, Hare Rama also is a mantra. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, that's a mantra in a way. Kali Santarana Upanishad has contained mantra. So, here I want to make a special, just to elaborate here. Let the name enter your life. Whatever place you are, whatever you are doing, you just mentally can chant the name of Lord, and also orally you can chant the name of the Lord, మానస జపం, వాచికం జపం, అండ్ థర్డ్ ఇస్ లిఖిత జపం. టేక్ అ పేజ్ అండ్ కీప్ రైటింగ్ సేమ్ నేమ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్. ఐ నో లాట్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ ఇన్ ఇండియా విల్ రైట్ రామనామ ఆన్ సాటర్డే అండ్ ట్యూస్డే హోల్ పేజ్ విల్ బి రిటర్న్ అండ్ దే విల్ అండ్ దే వోంట్ కీప్ ఎనీ స్పేస్. యూ కెన్ సీ రామ్ 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 స్మాల్ 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 అండ్ అఫర్డ్ టు హనుమాన్జీ. సీ హనుమాన్జీ లైక్ రామ, హిస్ ఇష్ట దేవత. సో ఎనీబడి టేక్స్ రామనామ అండ్ టెల్ టు హనుమాన్జీ ఇన్ ద ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ హనుమాన్ జీ పీస్ రామనామ ఈజ్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ. దట్ ఈస్ హనుమాన్జీ. సో ప్లీజ్ హనుమాన్జీ అండ్ టు గెట్ రీడ్ ఆఫ్ శని దశ దే విల్ డూ దిస్ థింగ్. ఓకే, నామ జప. సో దెర్ ఆర్ పురాణ స్టాక్ సో మచ్ అండ్ అజామిల ఉపాఖ్యాన ఇస్ దర్ వెర్ హీ సో ద డెత్ ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్ టు టేక్ ఇట్ కాల్ యమదూతాస్. ది టైమ్ డౌన్ అండ్ టేక్ ఇమ్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ద బాడీ. దే ట్రై టు టేక్ ద సూక్ష్మ శరీర అండ్ దట్ టైమ్ యూ వాస్ సో స్కేర్డ్ ఆఫ్ దట్. దే ఆర్ బ్లాక్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఐ డోంట్ స్కేర్ యూ. So he was so scared and said, Narayana, Narayana Iti. Hey Narayana, please come. His youngest son name was Narayana. He did not say Narayana, he just said the name of the son. Then the Vishnu Duta came. The story goes, he saw that thing. Very handsome, very beautiful, Vanamala, Pitambara, and nice fragrance. And they told these fellows, you can't take this Ajamil because he is repeating the Narayana name. He said, what Narayana? He is repeating his son's name. Then Vishnu Duta said, you tell me, who has got the first registry on the name Narayana? Register kiska naam pe? Thousands of years anadi kal Narayana is adi purusha. And if you take his name and give to your son, till his name remains to whom? Suppose you use the Tata product, that Tata belongs to you? Johnson & Johnson, I am using Johnson & Johnson product, therefore it belongs to me? No way. It belongs to their company. Malam pada? So it is the Bhagwan. They give argument like that. And you have got no right over this. He said, Abhasa, he doesn't want Narayana. He doesn't know Narayana, but he repeats whose name? Narayana name. Whether he means it or not, but we mean he is Narayana, he is freed. That's where, and all this nataka, all this drama, who was watching? Ajamil. He understood by mistake, I said, Narayana, I am saved. Suppose consciously I do, what will happen? Then his life changed afterwards. Therefore I am telling you a story. Yajnanam japa yajyosmi. Therefore easy. Therefore yajna, let this yajna come to me. One Swami used to tell me, when you do japa yajna, you go pancha koshatitam. I said, how? He said, when you are doing Narayana, Narayana. Somehow I like Narayana name so much. I tell always Narayana. Somebody I called you after 15 years and I said, Narayana. And he said, must be Pratyek Bodhavada. Nobody else said Narayana. From my Narayana they got me. Narayana, Narayana. So, again, panchakoshatita. He said, when you say Narayana by your tongue, Narayana, come on, Narayana, 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 Yamduta Harman, I see that, okay. Narayana. You require what? Annamaya kosha, that is tongue. Correct? It is a food modification. To repeat Ram, 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 you require what? Prana, physiological system. Prana is also connected. Then to repeat after Rama, again Rama, you require what? What? Mind. Never mind. Okay, mind. Ram, 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 Ram. Then in your mind, if I ask you, who is Rama? One more vibhuti is coming. दाशरथि रामः, भरताग्रज रामः, सीता वल्लभ रामः, और इफ आज वेदांत परब्रह्म रामः, बुद्धि ऑल्सो यू नो महत्व बुद्धि, एंड वेन यू डू यू ट्राई फॉर वन आवर यू ट्राई आर यू गोइंग टू ट्राई वन आवर जस्ट से राम 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 और नारायण 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 सिंग नाइसली ओके तो नारायण ऑल्सो विल लाइक इट नारायण नारायण डोंट ट्राई इट ओके सिंग नाइसली नारायण 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 वन आवर इफ यू डू व्हाट विल हैपन यू विल बी सैड और हैप्पी ट्राई आनंदमय कोश है इसका हैप्पी देन यू आर सीइंग दैट ऑल दिस थिंग इज हैपनिंग यू आर अवेयर ऑफ ऑल हैपनिंग देयरफॉर यू आर व्हाट नाउ विटनेस कॉन्शियसनेस ओनली जॉब इज रिमेनिंग फॉर द स्वामी इट टू टीच यू दैट दिस प्रत्येक आत्मा इज परब्रह्म दैट्स ऑल ओवर नाउ मोक्ष देयरफॉर दिस नामा कैन टेक यू ऑल द वे आउट ऑफ द संसार यज्ञ नाम जप यज्ञ उसमें दिस लिटल बिट More, I wanted to spend time more on this. Let us go further. Sthavaranam Himalayah. So here he said, amongst the mountains, I am the Himalaya. So among the mountain with the peaks, with the snow peak, I am the Meru. Among the immovable thing, the big, big mountain. I don't know how they knew. I am Himalaya. And Kalidasa says, Himalayo nam Nagadi Raja. Is the Nagadi Raja among the is the king among all the mountains. Anyway, let us go further. Ashvatha Sarva Vrukshana Devarshinam cha Naradaha गंधर्वाणां चित्ररथः सिद्धानां कपिलो मुनिः सो हियर ही सेड सर्ववृक्षाणां अश्वत्थ यू नो गीता ऊर्ध्वमूलं अवाक्षाकं अश्वत्थम प्राहुरप्ययम अश्वत्थम नेम का इज अ रिलीजियस फाइकस रिलोचिसिया वी वी नॉट वट अ वृक्ष समबडी इज पीपल ऑल्सो भगवान से अमोंग वन थिंग अबाउट दैट इट कीप ग्रोइंग एंड द एडवेंटेजेस रूट्स कम डाउन एंड दे बिकम द मेन आफ्टरवर्ड द मेन मे गो अवे सम रूट्स रिमेन बनियंट इट कीप स्लेप और ages it seems like that and I see the banyan tree so big in Florida whole hall like this you know whole class we can take under it so beautiful so Bhagavan say among the tree I am the Ashwatha there are so many stories they always do puja for the Ashwatha also in India if you see they run with the thread around Ashwatha to get children okay huh. Devarsh and understand दक्षिणामूर्ति इज सिटन अंडर होम चित्रम वटतरोर्मूले वृत्ता शिष्या गुरुर्युवा यू ऑल्सो लव्स वॉट अश्वत्था देयरफॉर दे ऑलवेज मेक दक्षिणामूर्ति असिथम आश्रम नाइटली सिट्स अंडर अ ट्री संसार वृक्ष असंख्य सत्रेण दृढ़ेन चित्वा एंड हू रिमूव द संसार दैट इज कॉल्ड दक्षिणामूर्ति ब्यूटिफुल Anyway, go further. Naradaha Deva Eva Santa Rishitvam Prapta Mantra Darshitva Te Devashaya Tesham Naradaha Asmi. Those who are celestial beings and attended the status of Rishi, they are called Devarshi, and among the Devarshi, I am Naradaha. Narada is Bhagavata. And Bhagavata is called Bhagavata Purusha. न काम कर्म बीजानाम यस्य चेतसि संभवः वासुदेवैक निलयः सवै भागवतोत्तमः। देयरफॉर उत्तम अमाउंट भागवत, भागवत मीन हु हेल्प यू टू रीच लॉर्ड, हु हेल्प यू टू अंडरस्टैंड द लॉर्ड, दैट इज कॉल्ड भागवत। नारदा इज लाइक दैट, इफ यू सी नारदा बी श्योर इन नो टाइम भगवान इज गोइंग टू बी इन, यू आर गोइंग टू मीट भगवान। ध्रुवा लेफ्ट होम, यू नो ध्रुवा स्टोरी, या हर्ट बाय द स्टेप मदर, शी सेड फादर ऑल्सो ओके द सन ऑफ द उत्तान फादर, उत्तान फादर टू वाइफ, वाइफ वन इज सुरुचि अदर इज सुमति, एवरी जीवा हैज गॉट टू वाइफ्स। One says what you like, it goes, it pushes you to go with what you like. Other tell what is right, which you like. Moments you see donut and you are diabetic, and she said, never mind, eat. If you eat also you will die. If you don't eat also you will die. Eat and die. Okay? She will die. खाके मरो, बिना खाके क्यों मरना, डॉक्टर क्या जानता है, कुछ नहीं जानता है, वो भी मरता है कि नहीं मरता है। आओ हु इज टॉकिंग, सुरुचि टॉक, एंड आई एम जस्ट रिपीटिंग व्हाट सुरुचि विल से, एंड सुनुति से नो वे, लिव मीनिंगफुल फुल लाइफ विदाउट प्रॉब्लम फॉर यू एंड अदर्स, इफ यू बिकम टू स्वीट देन अदर विल हैव प्रॉब्लम, यू हैव प्रॉब्लम। शी एडवाइजेज यू, हुम यू लाइक मोर, whom you like more, you did not answer, you know. So uttama is born to suruchi, whatever goes with your likes, and whatever goes with the right, dhruva is born. If you follow the right, you get moksha, dhruva phalam. And dhruva was hurt because he wanted to sit on the lap of the father, because uttama was sitting, and mother said, no way, if you want to sit on the father's lap, you die, do upasana of Bhagavan and get a blessing to be born in my womb. If you are born to me only, you can see, not with Bhagavan upasana also. He talked all this nonsense to this 5 year boy. He was hurt and he said, I also must get the highest padam, highest abode. And he left the home. And mother said, right, your whatever Vimata says is right, you go and do upasana, get it. That time Narada goes to him. He did not want to meet Narada. Narada went himself. And he gave him all the upasana mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, beta, you will reach that far. And 6 months Bhagavan appeared before him. Because of whom? Narada. There are stories and stories where everywhere Narada is involved. And Narada, even bhakti loves. That the first story goes with the bhakti. The bhakti has two sons. Different bhakti has the woman they portray. And she has got two sons who are what? One is knowledge, other is vairagya. What happened? She was young and both the sons become old. Have you seen like that? And Narada saw that, Kautik Muni. He said, who are you? Kastibala. Aham bhakti hi thi khyatah. I am bhakti. Look at my lot. And Narada started something to wake them up. And then Narada said one thing. कलिना सदृशो कोऽपि युगम नास्ति वरान्ने तस्मिन् स्थां स्थापयिष्यामि गेहे गेहे जने जने। देर इज नो युगा लाइक कलि, वेरी इजी टू गेट मोक्षा इज कलि, एवरीथिंग इजी, इजी पास इजी, यू गेट इट। एंड ही ब्लेस्ड हर एंड विथ टॉकिंग ऑफ भागवतम दे बिकम अलाइव। सो ऑल द वे इन भागवतम ऑल द स्टोरी हु इज देयर, नारदा। And Narada also has a guru. Who is his guru? Sanakadi. Other place his guru is Brahmaji. Bhagavatam, Brahmaji. Brahmaji got knowledge from Narayana. Narayana gave to Brahmaji. And Brahmaji gave to Narada. And gave a sankalpa to Narada. Very important. Yada Nrunam Sarvatmani Akhilatare Yatha Nrunam Bhaktir Pavishyati Iti Sankalpa Varnaya. May you talk about the stories about Bhagavan. Talk about Bhagavan. So everybody's heart discovers a devotion toward the Lord. That is Narada. He is a wise person. But always do the propagate the bhakti sampradaya. That is called, and there are sutras called Narada Bhakti Sutra. I am going to take one of the camp. I'll squeeze how much. I should have some 5 days camps. I can take more. We'll take what are called sutras are beautiful. Some of them are really good. So this is called Narada. Then there are the Gandharvana Chitra Ratha Nama Gandharva Ahamasmi. So he said, among the celestial being, among the Gandharvas, I am the Chitraratha. Chitraratha Nam one Gandharva. So then last is very important. Siddhanam Janmana Eva Dharma Gnana Vairagya Aishwarya Atishayam Praptanam Kapilo Munihi. So without effort Siddha, Vina Prayatnam Siddha, the born Siddhas. And Kapila Muni is what? Adhikata Paramartha Tattvana. He knows the Vastu, Kapila. Now here the thing comes, Devahuti and Kapila. So, I am the Siddha. Siddha has two meanings. In Gita also two meanings. Success. Siddhi is success. One who has got Siddhi is called Siddha. Successful. Successful what? One is preparing the mind, purifying oneself. A person who is mature, person with whom you can relate, is called Siddha. Person with whom you have to deal is called what? Malumni kya karega? Always you have to pray full and go to your boss, because and tell you today happy wife is good, but Bhagavane Bhagavane, you go like that. You say what? You deal with this guy. No. Person who is always, you can trust, you can relate without fear. That is called Siddhi. Another Siddhi is self-knowledge. So, here amongst Muni, Mananashilanam, I am Kapila. Now, Devahuti and Kardama. Kardama is a Rishi, born to Brahmaji again. And he did so much Upasana. And Brahma and this Brahmaji, Bhagwan appeared before him. And he said, what do you want? He said, I want to marry. Kardama said, I want to marry. He's very honest, he wants to marry. And you please send me the right person. And that time, you know, whole Mother Earth was ruled by Manu. They call, it's called Vaivaswata Manu. And he had only one daughter is called Devahuti. And with the Bhagavan Prerna, she was brought there in the jungle, in the forest, and given to this person. He got married and he again got into tapascharya, never bothered for his woman. But she served him. See, the princess serving a person in the forest. And then he was very happy with him, blessed him, and he knew some vidya. They both become young again, kalpa, kaya kalpa. And beautiful and all this. He created a arrow. This Bhagavatam says, he created a beautiful aircraft with a swimming pool. Have you seen like that? And not one, so many floors and everything provided, all beautiful aeroplane. And took her around. That's all. Means the moral of the story, you take your wife around, okay? Don't make her sit in the home. That's all the story is there. Apni patni ko gumao kabhi. Then, one day he said, I want to take sannyasa. He said, and he had got some nine daughters. Then he said, I want to take sannyasa. He said, no, you told, Bhagavan told you that he is going to bond to you. Yes, and the Kapila was born. Kapila is a Bhagavad avatara. Now look at this Bhagavatam. Kardama has got so much vairagya, even Lord has taken incarnation and born in his home. He goes to the Bhagavan and said, my job is over, I am going for sannyasa, for self-knowledge. Even Bhagavan is in home, he goes for what? Self-knowledge. Understand what a value for Salman. Bhagwan says, okay, and he told, take care of your mother. And one day, this Devuti Devan Ahvayati. One can invoke the Ishwara also very well. He asked all the questions, and he was waiting for that. Because Sankhya Yoga, whole thing he taught, what is the Vastu, what is the Bhakti, what is the Algarthi, and gave knowledge to whom? Own mother. And in Bhagavatam, very important thing. First Jivan Mukta, liberated while living, is a woman, not man. It's called Devahuti. She was liberated. And afterward, the job is done, Kapila says, I am going. And went toward Ganga Sagar. Ganga Sagar, you know, when Ganga met the ocean and stayed there, and that the Sankhya Matam, Saishwara Sankhya Matam, and he stays there. And that is Kapila, is the incarnation of Lord anyway. So Bhagavan says here, the Kapila Matam is also me, Siddhanam Kapilo Muni. If you have time, just read beautiful. The teaching called Devuti, they call it Kapilopakhyanam. And Kapila, Kapilopadesh. Beautiful, that is in Bhagavatam. I want to finish one more. Can I go ahead? Huh? Are you not hungry? Okay. Very important thing comes in. All from Bhagavatam. This is my area, so I want to finish. Okay. Uchai Shravaswamashvana. Dimamamurutodbhavam. Deva patamkajendranam. Ranam chanadhipam. Here, whole one verse Bhagavan says, and remember his Samudra Manthanam, Kshira Sagara, the churning of the Milky Ocean. May you know among the horses Uchai Shravas, where he was born, born of churning of nectar, and Airavata among the elephant, and the king among the men. Now here the story goes, very important story. See, Diti and Aditi both are the wife of Kashyapa. Kashyapa, Pashyaka, Kashyapa. The seer Atma witness consciousness called Kashyapa. Both the wives are there, Diti, Aditi. Aditi who brings everything together. Brings together harmony. Diti breaks. Any committee she joins, it melts away. She is like a Bhasmasura. There are people who go to, they are called damager, not manager. So wherever they go, they go. She is like that. She always, though avakhandane, the Diti comes word from her. She breaks. And the daityas are born to the Diti, all asuras. All demons are born to the Diti. And same husband, all devas are born to Aditi. Yeah. Now, the story goes, once Indra got pride. See, with the help of Brihaspati, he got the kingdom. And he was sitting on the throne and all devatas are sitting. And all are saluting to him, Indra and Maha. Then the Brihaspati came. Now the guru comes, you are supposed to get up and respect. Now he doesn't require guru because he's got the throne. So he just turned his face away, so as though he's not seen the guru. This is the other thing. And Brihaspati understood that Indra has got what? Garva, vanity has come, he disappeared. Now Asura came to know that Indra is without guru, without prajna. If person has got power but no brilliance, then you do what? You know how to finish that guy. He is stupid. So he become, and again the Bali and all attacked him and got the kingdom. Now, here the story goes like that. Bali became the king of this thing. Then Bhagwan, they all approached Bhagwan. What shall we do to get the kingdom back? He said, Bali is a person who is doing dharma. Even though he is asura, I cannot touch him. But do one thing. All of you join together, and do Kshirsagar Manthanam. This is Milky Ocean, do the churning. And the whole story goes, how churning was done. And understand, this Milky Ocean is nothing but your mind. Mind with a pure sattva is called Milky Ocean. And the Viveka is the churning. And when you churn your mind, lot of things comes out of it. People who are doing meditation also, lot of things pop up in their mind. And the first thing comes is what? Come on. Halahal wish. Poison came out. Everybody started running away from there because nobody wanted to die. And they went to Lord Shiva afterwards, okay? Lord Shiva was not involved in the whole process. And they tell Shiva, please take the poison. Can you imagine? And Parvati said, okay, protect all the children of yours. And Bhagavan took the poison, neither kept in his mouth because Rama Nama, neither heart because Nama, Bhagavan Rama form is there. He kept it where? In the throat, become Neelakantha. Understand the meaning? When you are pursuing the spirituality, the unconscious gets you first. Available to destroy you. And only Guru Murti, Shankara, Lord Shiva only helps you to mature. Then afterward, all these jewels started coming. And first thing came was Kamadhenu. Kamadhenu is a wish-fulfilling cow. If you want hot dosa, boom, it will come like that. If you want pani puri, boom, 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 pani puri will come. I want to have one in ashram also. Siddhartha Jidhi, I am telling you, so get a Kamadhenu. I will get Gujarat, you will get Karnataka, you will get Vangi Raj, I will get another. I will get Udhi every day. Okay? All Brahmana kings and say, give this cow to us. Because we are Brahmana, first thing should be given to us. And all Asura says, first thing was the poison, why did not come that time? The Brahmanas are intelligent now. First thing should be given to Brahmana. Then, and the Brahmana were intelligent. They say, Asura says, now all that good thing comes first, we should take it. Not bad thing, we should give to others. That's all that. Then this came, this elephant came. They're called Airavata. And Airavata went to Devas. And Uchchashrava means whose ears are going up like that. That horse came, it was also given to Deva. So all the 14 jewels which came, and last the nectar came. And the Rama also, Lakshmi also came from that. All different things came. And all were distributed, whoever want what. And in between, the Kaustubha money came. Kaustubha money, you know? It's a beautiful money Bhagavan is wearing. Not wearing, it remains on the neck of Bhagavan, here. What do you call this place, what do you call here? Kanta. Kanta? Okay, so this is here. And there is no hole in Kaustubha money, understand? Even if you go to Bhagavan and still you are tied down, it stays like that. Bhagavan, you want to find Kaustubha money there. All this came, lastly the nectar and the, who came? The Dhanvantari came with the nectar, all the Aushadis also. Beautiful story. So Bhagavan reminds that all these are my vibhuti, all 14 are what mine. All my vibhuti, I am enumerating only two of them. The elephant and the horse. Both came. This is my vibhuti. Okay? And with this I think I have to. And king, among the human beings, the king is called highest. It's called in Shastra, king is considered devta. Even king comes to your home, you are not allowed to sit him down. Make him sit. You have to give him proper chair to sit also. So daivatam, the three things do not sit down. The bear you can't put on the floor. And this king also, third I don't want to talk in the presence of everybody, the three things they say. So I am the king. Among the human being, I am the king also. In our India, king used to be like a devta. People go to always prostration, always offer gifts also. Because Shastra says, and all those kings like Janaka, Bharata, the great king, you know. All the people will go and offer things to them, do napstuti to them. Then the king also was like this, to take care of the people like their own praja. So there was a beautiful tradition. Riktar Pani Napashe Raja Gurum Daiva. Empty hand you should not go to king, to the teacher and to the lord, the three places. In India if you go now, don't go empty hand to any minister. Okay. So work will not be done. So this is what they said here. Yeah. Oh, with this I conclude. Thank you so much. And our Shuddhatma ji is here. Some message is there. Oh, Sri Guru Bhyo Namah. Hari Om.